Welcome home to Feast Magnolia. I pray that God will bless you. I pray that God will heal you. I pray for all your prayers. I pray that your woundedness will be your win. I pray that whatever it is that's hurting you, keeping you up late at night, I believe God has a plan for you. God is the overcomer. He's going to turn things around for your life. I don't know what you're going through, but this is what I believe in. Ask me what? That your best days are ahead of you, not behind you. To everyone who came here for the first time, just want to raise your hand. We want to welcome you. If you're beside a first-time attendee, can you tickle them, hug them, bite them, just welcome them here at this home? Amen. Thank you so much. Bite talaga, no? Medyo may issues tayo sa buhay. Eh. So, you know, we're gonna... The prod team said, bro, we have a situation. The LCD was working before pre-service, but then suddenly it doesn't work. But you know what? Even if there are problems, we're just gonna have fun this morning. Do I hear an amen? We're all gonna give our best. We're gonna have fun. We're gonna ask God to bless us. Do I hear an amen? So if you believe that even when bad things are happening, God will do something, can you raise your hand? Amen. So put your hand on your chest and think about things you're grateful for. Lord, even if may jahe kami sa technicalities, God's people are here. Your children are here. You are blessing each one here. I pray for everyone's prayers, Lord. Thank you for this family. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Today, I receive all of God's love for me. Today, I open myself to the unbounded, limitless, overflowing abundance of God's universe. Today, I open myself to God's blessings, healing, and miracles. Today, I open myself to God's Word so that I become more like Jesus every day. Today, I proclaim that I'm God's beloved, I'm God's servant, I'm God's powerful champion. And because I am blessed, I am blessing the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Sing.
A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
So we're on our fourth series of Corinthians, and next week, guys, we're here next week, ah. Huwag kayo bang iwan. Kung magbabakasyon kayo, uwi kayo maaga, or basta, pray for us. So we have five issues in the Corinthian church, and the first was forming clique, second was bragging about sexual sin, third was yung food na nagka-cause ng division. Now we talk about our fourth problem. It is maraming matalino, magaling, but the talent sometimes, yung kagalingan, they're causing divisions in the community. Are you picking up a pattern? Can you say the word pattern? Behind all their problem is one big problem. Ask me what? Pride was dividing their community. Pero di ba, ito rin yung kwento natin. Sa lahat ng galing natin, gusto natin tayo yung napapansin, tayo yung bida, kasi gusto natin mapansin yung hugot at bubog sa puso natin. Sa totoo lang, lahat tayo may different variations of PKSP. Kulang tayo sa pansin. Bakit? Kasi lahat tayo may woundedness. Would you agree with me? Most of our conflicts in our marriage, family, and relationships are rusted on because of pride. So that is why I want to preach this simple but powerful and hard to embrace message. Love is the highest goal. I love this scripture. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of this is love. So let love be your highest goal. My dear farmers, it's hard to love pag gutom ka. It's hard to love pag pecha de peligro. It's hard to love when there are so many bills that you need to pay for. It's hard to love when naiihi ka na tapos may pila sa CR. But in the hardest moments that for us to love, that is when God is calling us to love. And maybe the world cannot repay you, but here's what I promise. You have an eternity with God as the reward when you love. Masulit yun. So let us pray. Jesus, I declare that because of your love, my insecurities will be healed. Because of your love, my pride will be healed. Because of your love, my issues will be healed. I am being renewed by your love. Thank you, Lord, that you are not punishing me, but you are cleansing me through your love. I'll never be the same again. This I pray in Jesus' name. Can you hug as many people as you can and tell each one, mahal kita. If you're tapos to love, you may sit down. Prod peeps, pwede kayo umupo kasi hindi kayo maliit eh. Thanks guys. Are you blessed? Can we give all our servants who are giving their best to make things the best for everyone? Thank you so much for all your sacrifice, everything that you do. Siguro ito lang suggestion ko. Maybe may gustong bumili ng bagong laptop, LCD, para hindi na tayo namumblema at bagong cables. Tama ba? So, amen. So let's read the whole passage. Because now I want you to fully comprehend what God has planned. Let's read. If I could speak all the languages of the earth, but didn't love others, I would be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. And it keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures every circumstance. Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of this is love. Let love be your highest goal. Alam mo, inisip kong pabasahin sa inyo lahat, nakatayo kayong lahat, but naawa ako sa mga naka-heels at mga seniors. Love you. So, can you repeat after me 10 times, love is my highest goal. 1, 2, 3, go. Oh, last 5. Good job, class. Teka, What is love nga ba? I attended the wedding once upon a time, and there, it was so romantic. Alam mo, may mga weddings na talagang kilig to the bone marrow. Hindi lang kilig hanggang balahibo, hanggang buto yung kilig. Talagang kilig na kilig sila. And their Bible reading for the wedding was just the reading that we read. Pansin nyo, di ba, pag weddings, ito yung favorite Bible verse ng mga kinakasal? So they gave a vow. They were connected to the reading and parang promises. Talagang kilig na kilig kami. Sa sobrang kilig, naihina ako. Ganyan. Ganyan ka-intense. After 6 months, they called me. Yung mag-asawa, they wanted to throw each other sa balcony ng kondo nila kasi gusto nila magpatayan. Kasi wala na yung kilig to the bones. Love is not about kilig moments. Love is more than kilig. Even if you are single, you are called to love, pero wala nagmamahal sa akin, mahal ka ng Diyos. Kahit hindi ka mahal ng ex mo, at kahit hindi ka minahal nung ka-situationship mo, mahal ka pa rin ng Diyos. Sorry, may panakita kong magsalita, pero totoo yun. Kaya ako lumayo sa inyo para hindi niyo ako saktan. When you are in a challenging season in your marriage, you are called to love. In every moment of our life, we are called to love. Dear farmers, dear Feast Magnolia, the purpose of life is not to be happy. The purpose of life is to love. And if you search for happiness, you won't find it. But if you love, happiness will find you. So next time na umattend ka sa wedding at ito yung Bible verse na ginamit ng mag-asawa, sumigaw ka, hindi po totoo yan. Walang forever. Hindi, joke lang. Baka mami, awayin mo sila. Mali po yan. In the scripture, when Paul talks about love, it is not romantic love. Sabihin mo nga, huh? What we read is not a kilig love to your one true love. Ano yung context? Ask me what? Uy, palabangan naman natin. Meron na tayong LCD. Good job, guys. Whew! Yakapin nyo sila mamaya. Di ko alam anong ginawa nila. Anong prayer at technical ginawa nila. Friends, to get the context, we must back read. Ano ba yung nangyayari before sinabi ni Paul to? Siyempre si St. Paul, laging may sagot sa lahat ng kaguluhan. So, can I read it to you? Can I promise you something? Hindi to inspiring, nakakainis. So what happened before this love declaration of St. Paul? So you see, the Corinth church were gifted people. Parang kayo, parang tayong lahat. Maraming gifts, matalino, talented. But there was a problem. To one, the person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to one another, and to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still, another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. Galing, di ba? So these guys were speakers, healers, prophets, discerners, tongue interpreters, miracle workers, etc. Pag lumapit pa lang sila, na-inspire ka na, grabe, ganun sila ka-talented, ganun ka-gifted. But there were three problems that they were facing because of these people. First, Paul says these gifts come from one source. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit, it is the source of them all. Tingnan mo ngayon katabi mo, matalino ba siya? Sure ka? Lahat ng talino at galing niya galing sa Diyos. Would you agree with me? Second, these gifts serve one person. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. And third, these gifts have one goal. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. Can I ask you to imagine with me? Okay lang ba? So maybe ganito yung nangyari. Someone was bragging about their gifts na, ay, mas magaling ako sa iyo. Ako, worship leader, ikaw, tagapindot lang ng laptop. ay ako, speaker, ikaw, taga-walis lang. So this was the issue that was happening. Nagmamayabangan sila. Or yung mga dalawang taga-walis, mas magaling akong magwalis sa'yo. Alam mo, mas magaling akong pumindot ng computer sa'yo. Alam mo yung akin, i9. Ay, hindi akin, M3 MacBook Pro. Ganyan, ganun yung yabangan nila. Ha? Hindi mo kaya mag-miracle? Ako nakakabuhay ng patay. Ikaw yung buhay na mamatay. Ganun yung yabangan in the Church of Corinth. I repeat, the church had gifted but divisive members. So Paul was managing a classroom of children. So that's why he said, when I grew up, I put away childish things. I need to listen to me. Maturity isn't about how gifted you are, but how loving you are. But isn't this divisiveness too familiar? These toxic behaviors are still present today in companies, organizations, churches, and even families. Sa corporate, pag hindi ka graduate ng ganitong school, hindi ka wini-welcome. Pag hindi ganito yung grade mo or hindi ka galing ganito, ganyan, ganyan. We, everywhere there are issues of kanya-kanya, kami-kami. Do you agree with me? May one time, may kausap akong client, nagagalit to siya sa office mates niya. Tanyo sa akin, bakit? Kasi siya lang yung Bisaya doon. Lahat sila Ilocano. So hindi siya kasama sa group. Doon lang siya mag-isa nagla-lunch. Naging issue sa kumpanya kasi hindi ka Ilocano group member. May kwento ko sa inyo. May isang tatay na successful sa company. Corporate guy, and he asked me to talk to his children. One kid, A+, all grades, super galing talaga. Pero yung isang anak, artist. So isa super book smart, isa artist. Tas bagsakin kasi hirap sa math. Yung tipong 10+9, yung artist. Ganun talagang, it was a struggle. The struggle was real. Sadly, the favoritism and rejection in their family was making the home feeling unwelcome. Kasi kahit yung favorite wasn't comfortable anymore, there was division in the family. Simpleng problema lang, mas mataas yung grades ng isa, nakakasira ng pamilya. Do you agree with me? When they go on vacation or family meals, maganda yung picture on Instagram because they're smiling. But the whole trip, hindi sila nag-uusap. Bakit? Tanyo sa akin, bakit? Kasi may fear yung bawat family member pag may nagsalita, mag-aaway. But isn't the case, this is the case of many families. We look good on social media, but there is uneasiness at home. Why? Ask me why. Because all of us are wounded with pride. Lahat po tayo may bubog sa puso. Lahat po tayo hindi pasado. So quits, lahat tayo need Jesus. No matter how gifted or smart or no matter what your net worth is, we all need Jesus. Do I hear an amen? And I told this guy, both your children are bright and they're just bright in different ways. Psychology now says there are 9 intelligences. How many? 9. Some are mathematical, others are musical, some are kinesthetic. And as a father, the role, sabi ko, your role is not to celebrate this or that. Your role is to love them. When you're loved, you celebrate the uniqueness of each one. Here's the mistake of the father, making gifts the highest goal of life. But they aren't. Love must be the highest goal. Sino mahilig magluto? Taas ang kamay. Okay. Sino mahilig kumain? Taas ang kamay. Alright. Diyan tayo, di ba? Okay. Let's talk about sinigang. Sinigang gang. Who likes sinigang? Raise your hand. Okay. Who likes sinigang na baboy? Who likes sinigang na shrimp? Arte. Sinigang. Who likes corned beef sinigang? Okay, who likes watermelon sinigang sa manam sa baba? All right, who likes super asim sinigang? Who likes spicy and sour sinigang? Okay, that's my kind of sinigang, spicy and sour. Who likes sinigang na walang asim? Alright, judge ko sana kayo. I imagine, okay. So, can I read to you a traditional, you know, sinigang recipe? Okay lang ba? Or sorry, the ingredients, not the recipe. Mahaba yung recipe. So, here's the recipe. 2 pounds of pork belly, 1 kangkong, 3 pieces of chili peppers, tomatoes, 2 tomatoes, 1 labanos, 2 beans, 12 beans, 1 onion, 15 pieces ng okra, 2 taro, 8 cups of water, patis yung nagpapasarap, and black pepper. Yun yung basic sinigang. Meron bang kulang? Ano? What? Pakisigaw? Talong? Ano pa? Sampalok. Palakpakan nyo nga yung sarili nyo. Kulang ng sampalok or sinigang mix, depende kung gaano ka patient. Ako, when I cook sinigang, this is what I do. Binibrace ko muna yung pork sa oven, as in oven ko, para mag-iba yung texture. Para pag pasok nung sabaw and nung protein, ah, God is good. Friends, no matter how perfect your pork is, kahit kurobota pork pa yan, pero pag walang pampaasim, hindi yan sinigang. Nilagang babo yan. Do you agree with me? In life, you might have all the talents in the world which can be like the pork. Or you might have all the beauty in the world which can be like the vegetables in the sinigang. Or you might have all the money in the world which is like the soup part of the sinigang. But, can you say but? But without asim, there is no sinigang. And what makes the sinigang, sinigang, it's asim, the sampalok, and that is love. Without love, walang asim sa buhay. Without love, kulang ang buhay. Without asim, kulang ang buhay natin. Would you agree with me? Hawakan mo ngayon kamay ng katabi mo. Hawakan mo ng mahigpit. Sabihin mo sa kanya, kailangan mo ng asim sa buhay. Tignan mo naman yung isang mong katabi. Tignan mo na mabuti sa mata at sabihin mo sa kanya, with all gigil, ah, sabihin mo with all love and lambing, sabihin mo sa kanya, may asim ka pa. Brother, nag-deodorant ako. Grabe ka. Friends, the more loving you are, the more maasim you are to people. Let this be Feast Magnolia's culture, a sinigang type of love. Let us be baduy, because when you love, kailangan mo mag-take ng risks. Pag nagmahal ka, walang safety, kailangan mo ibigay ang lahat. When you are gonna love people, you are not expecting something in return. You are gonna give without expecting anything. Because for us, love is the highest goal, and we want to be the most loving people in the world. We will love people who will come in, if whether bumalik sila or hindi, mamahalin natin sila. Why? Because love is the highest goal. We're about to wrap up. Friends, the purpose of love is not to be happy. Sorry, the purpose of life is not to be happy. The purpose of life is to love. So how do you live a life of love? I have 2 recipe ingredients naman. Ask me how many? Number 1, self-acceptance. And number 2, self-abandonment. Self-acceptance is about self-awareness, self-forgiveness, self-worth, self-expression, self-development, and self-love. They're essential. And from experience, the best way to grow self-acceptance is to receive God's acceptance. I want to tell you this. You are His beloved. Can you corrupt the person beside you and tell that person, you are God's beloved? But here's the thing. Ask me what. If you stop at self-acceptance, walang sampalok dun. kulang ng sinigang mix. What is needed? Ask me what? Self-acceptance is not the purpose of life. Self-abandonment to live and die for others, to love one another as Christ loved us, is our purpose. That's why Jesus said, if you want to be my followers, you must forget about yourself. You must take up your cross and follow me. Dear farmers, love is not only exclusive to your family or your tribe. Alam niyo po ang mahirap sa buhay ngayon. Tanyo sa akin, ano? There's a temptation na isipin mo lang yung nuclear family mo na lang lagi. Tayo lang lagi, tayong apat, tayong lima. Kasi everyone else nasaktan tayo. Do you agree with me? Bakit natin iniisip to? Kasi nasaktan na tayo in the past. And when nasaktan ka na, mahirap magtiwala uli. We are called to love others, to go out of our comfort zones is to give love. Maybe you're telling me, brother, paano pag naubusan ako ng love? Anong sagot? Tanyo sa akin, ano? Ang Diyos, hindi mapapagod na mahalin ka. Ang Diyos never makukulang sa pag-ibig sa iyo. Every time you wake up in the morning and before you sleep, there is a new dose of love. His mercy is new every morning. St. Thomas Aquinas describes love as love. To love is to will the good of the other. When every time you love to give the good, na parang iniisip mo, ano ba makatulong sa kanya, that is love. Love is not a what, but a who. Because the Bible says in 1 John 4:8, God is love. And can I declare something to you, my dear farmers? Ask me what? There are people in this world who say they're atheists and they're agnostic. They don't believe in God. They reject God. But tell you something. Ask me what? Isang malakas na what? If you tell someone that you love them, even if you're an agnostic and you're an atheist, you know God. Because you cannot love without God. Because God is love. So every time you love, you know God. You become like God. So ano po ang ayaw kong mangyari sa atin? Tanyo sa akin, ano? Na dumating tayo sa punto ng buhay na sobrang nating bitter na hindi tayo marunong magmahal. Na because we've allowed our pains and struggles and suffering to harden our hearts, then that is when we lose the love of, when we separate ourselves from the love of God. Friends, okay lang mapagod, okay lang masaktan as long as nagmamahal ka. Because in the end, what is the reward? Ask me what? Heaven with love. Heaven with the source of God. God is summum bonum, the highest source of good. The good is love, the true good and the beautiful. The source of all love, His name is Jesus. And whether you say, bro, I don't know the scriptures, I know this theology, as long as you know love, you know God. So, pwede bang ito yung request ko? Ask me what? Pwede bang huwag kayong magdamot ng pag-ibig sa iba? Never kang magdamot sabihin sa taong mahal kita. Never mo pagdamutan sa pamilya mo, sa mga kaibigan mo na mahal mo sila. Because when you love, you know God. You become like God. So, huwag kang mapagod magmahal. Let me end with this story. Once upon a time, I had an achievement as an author, which is pinagpipray ng maraming authors. I was awarded a best-selling author. So, tinanong ako, may nagbago ba sa'yo? Sabi ko, wala. Yumabang lang ako. May pagyayabang lang. But you know what? That achievement didn't change my life. And I thought for a time in my life that the more achievements you have, the happier you will be. But now I realize, achievements come and go. My true joy comes from what? Whenever I listen to problems, when I preach God's word, when I do light groups, when I lead this community, when I reach the church. You see, the world will not award us for me for doing this preaching ministry, this feast. But you know, I already have my reward. And that's the love of God. The achievements, mawawala yan eh. May laging may mas bata at bago at mas magaling sa'yo. Pero ang pag-ibig ng Diyos, hindi nauubos. It never runs out. It never runs dry. God's love will be forevermore. So I'd rather be with the person that will love me for who I am, not what I can do. Your business, your achievements, your company, once you retire, they will forget you. They'll just say thank you, give you a placard, a watch, if you're lucky, a give a retirement bonus. But the love you give to others will last forever. Maybe there's somebody thinking about committing suicide, but you gave them a smile here at the feast and that smile stopped them from committing suicide. That is heaven here on earth. So can I ask you to stand up? So we're gonna read 1 Corinthians 13 again and babaguhin natin. Hindi na dahil kilig lang, but because we are loved by God. So I'll start first, then you'll repeat. Then you'll follow after me, okay? J-Paul is patient and kind. J-Paul is not jealous and or boastful or proud or rude. J-Paul does not demand his way. J-Paul is not irritable. And J-Paul keeps no record of being wronged. J-Paul never gives up and never loses faith. Is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. So, tayo namang lahat. Mahirap siya, pero sama-sama tayo. So, I want you to repeat. Sabay-sabay tayo, okay? But, pag narinig nyo sa mic, mahirap. So, sabay-sabay lang tayo. Is that okay? Ready in 3, 2, 1, go! I'm okay if nagkakaroon tayo ng problema sa mga make mistakes here in our ministry. Minsan sirayang ganito, kulang ganito, okay lang yun. But one thing that will break my heart is when we do not love others. My prayer is that we become the most loving people in this world. That we will transform judges into lovers with our love. Why? Because God loved you first. So I'm gonna call on our worship leader and we're gonna meet God and God is gonna meet us where we are. Let's get ready to be loved so we can love others.